This is the story of Skyview Springs, a skilled nursing home on the outskirts of Luray, a small town in the Shenandoah Valley, and home to one of the worst COVID-19 outbreaks in the state. Since the outbreak began at the end of April, about a fifth of the residents here, more than 20 people, died. An interim administrator eventually answered some of my questions, though that didn't happen initially. I came to Skyview Springs to speak with the facility administrator, but at the last minute, the interview was canceled. Higher-ups at the company chose not to make someone available to talk to me. When I visited in late July, the outbreak had mostly passed. Red ribbons were tied on trees outside. Inside, over the course of 3 months, nearly everyone had caught the virus. I pieced together how that happened through a 40-page inspection report detailing the facility's response to the outbreak and an interview with Colin Green, director of the local health district.
By the time we realized there was an outbreak, more than half the residents were already sick, and enough of the staff was sick that it was a struggle just to keep the facility functioning.
That's when they made a tough call. Federal standards say positive and negative patients should be separated, but Skyview Springs, in partnership with the local health department, decided not to do that. Green says they didn't have the manpower to move people around, and residents shared rooms. He says it was the worst-case scenario.
If you've got two roommates, this one's positive, this one's negative, and you say, gee, let's move this guy or lady. This person may already be infected, so you can take this person and move them over here with the uninfected people, and then they turn positive and infect all these folks over here. It's not that simple.
So the goal became to isolate in place. But as state regulators would soon find out, during an unannounced visit, even that didn't happen. For instance, they saw a positive and negative resident sitting together in a common area, without masks. They watched staff, without gloves or a gown, put their arm around a positive resident who was wandering the halls, and then immediately go take care of a negative resident.
Yeah, that's what the report said. So, I mean, those aren't good things. It shouldn't have been happening. And, I mean, having seen that, I can understand why the investigators reacted the way they did.
Contrary to earlier guidance from the health department, state regulators demanded positive and negative patients be separated, and if possible, only allow staff to work with one group or the other.
There were so many mixed messages that were sent here.
Mary Helen McSweeney-Feld is an expert on nursing home administration. She says what happened at Skyview Springs is a tragic example of how the system for responding to emergencies failed.
Was it the nursing home's fault? Was it the Department of Health's fault? Was it the state survey team's fault? The real kind of coordinated response that you'd want to see in a pandemic was just not in place here.
McSweeney-Feld says it's not realistic to expect all nursing home staff to be sufficiently trained for a pandemic of this scope. Instead, she says, the burden should be on local, state, and federal officials to have an emergency plan and a team of experts ready to swoop in and triage.
And if they had a team like that came in April, maybe the result would have been better.
Local Health Director Colin Green says his office and staff at Skyview Springs did the best they could with the resources available.
It was a very difficult time. And it's most tragic, obviously, for the people and their families, but for the folks taking care of them, it's heart-wrenching.
But whether it was preventable, Green won't speculate. In the future, he says, nursing homes should focus on preventing the spread of the virus in the first place by following rigorous infection control. Tomorrow, we visit a nursing home in Richmond that's managed to do just that. In Luray, I'm Mallory Nopane.